As we say, Shem Yisparach, today's daf is Yud Ches in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Our daf is going to continue discussing the halachos of tshuva, as well as a gadita that relates to tshuva. We learned on yesterday's daf the power of tshuva, how far tshuva could go. Our daf will also explain the meaning of the expression that on Rosh Hashanah everybody passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep. And then we will begin a new topic which will take us through Yud Ches Amud Beis, and that is the Kiddush HaChodesh and the messengers that are sent out for Kiddush HaChodesh. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up with the Gemara on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where we had left off yesterday, seven lines from the bottom. Tashma. Shala B'Bluria HaGiyoriz Esrem Gamliel. Bluria, a convert, asked Rabbi Gamliel, Xibis Arasechem. The Torah says, "Asher li yisafanim," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is one who doesn't show favor. Uksiv. Yet at the same time, we also say the Berachas Kohanim, "Yisa Hashem panav elecha." So, is Hashem nosei panim? Does he show favor or does he not? Nitmal Rabbi Yosi Hakohen. The shorish of the word nitbal means tafel, to become secondary, but here it means to join as a secondary person. But Nitbala Rabbi Yosi HaKohen, he joined in and answered. Amarla, he said, "Der emshalach mashal." I'll give you a mashal. Ma David Amar. What's it comparable? Adam shenoshi bechaver amane. Someone who lends his friend 100. Vekavalo zman bifnei hamelech. And he made up a time before the king. Vnishbalo bechay hamelech. And he swore to him by the life of the king. He gives man velo paro. Time comes to pay and he doesn't pay. Bolafay says hamelech. So when the time come and he didn't pay, he yes man velo paro. So then in such a case, it's an insult to the king as well, and he needs to ask forgiveness from the king. I insulted you by not taking your honor that I had sworn in your name into account. And the king says to him, "You're forgived. Lechu faises chavercha, and go ask now forgiveness from your friend who you didn't pay back on time." Hachanami kan beverisham. Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be no sefanim. That's what the pasuk is saying. Asher lo'i sefanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be no sefanim, cannot forgive if there are averos bein adam lamakom. And of course, it's well known that this is how the Rambam paskins. That the Rambam says on averos bein adam lamakom, a person also has to ask the individual he offended for mechila. A nominee for the halacha from the daily daf would be, does this apply to all averos ben adam lachavero? A close reading of the Rambam, as well as the Sefer Shmiras Halashan, might differentiate between different types of averos. Let's continue on. Chimbo Rabbi Akiva, the limeid Rabbi Akiva came along and taught something else, a different teretz to stira. Kan kodim gzardin, kan la'acher gzardin. Depends on whether there was a gzardin. In yesterday's daf, there were many opinions that said that once there was a gzar din, so then once there was a decree, so then in such an instance, that's what the Gemara differentiated, says our Gemara, the top Yud Ches Amud Aleph, kan konim gzar din, kan la'acher gzar din. If we're talking about before the gzar din, it was one thing, then it could be changed. After the gzar din, it can't be changed. Hachanami biyachid. And so too over here, we're talking about a case of an individual, and we learned on yesterday's daf that when it comes to an individual, then the gzar din cannot be changed. The Gemara though now points out that that itself is subject to a large dispute amongst the Tanoim. Gzar din yachid Tanoihi. A gzar din of an individual, that itself is a machlekes Tanoim. The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Hayu Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir taught us Shnaim Sha'alu. The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Hayu Rabbi Meir Oimer, Shnaim Sha'alu. Mita, two people who had to go up to a bed. In other words, they got sick. The chulyan shave, and their sickness, they have the same disease. V'chein shnayim sha'alu l'gardam. And two people that were taken to be judged by the gallows, lidon. V'dinon shave, and their din was the same. In other words, they had sinned on the same sin. Ze yored, v'ze lo yored. One of them went down and ultimately was killed. Zelo yar, and this one didn't. Zen nitzel was zelo nitzel. Mipnei ma ze yorad vzelo yorad. Why is it that one person survived and one person didn't? Why is it that one person died from their sickness and one person did not. Zeh hispalel v'nene. Zeh hispalel v'lo nene. Both of them davened. One of their tefillos was answered. One of them was not. Neima zeh nene v'zeh lo nene. Zeh hispalel tefila shleima. Nene. The one who prayed a complete prayer, he was the one that was answered. V'zeh lo nene. Excuse me. Hispalel tefila shleima lo nene. But the one who did not pray a full prayer, that is the individual that wasn't answered. Rashi explains that the word shleima here doesn't mean full, but rather means with kavana, whether the person had kavana. Rabbi Lozer gives another explanation. Kan koinim gzardin, kan la'achar gzardin. The one who ultimately died was the one who already had a gzardin that they were going to die. Consistent with the opinion that we had before, that a yachid's gzardin cannot be changed. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Yafa Tzaak Ala Adam, Bein Kodem Gzardin, Bein La'achar Gzardin. Yitzchak disagrees with Rabbi Lazar and says, no, tefillah can change even a gzardin, and even a gzardin of a yachid. Now, the Gemara goes back to the idea that everybody agrees that a gzardin de tzibur is something that tshuva can change. Says the Gemara, Ugzardin tzibur mi mikra? Does the gzardin of a tzibur, can that be torn up? Vaha kosuv, echad omer. But there's one pasuk that says, kinsi meiro libeich, uksiv, and there's another pasuk, ki im tichapseni beneser, visar biloch boris, nichtam avonech lefanai nuhum, Hashem Elokim. The first pasuk seems to say that Shuva works to mechaper the sins of the tzibur. That's in Yirmiyahu, in Perek Dalet. But Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Am Yisrael, even if you're going to do tshuva and you're going to wash your sins, they'll still be, when you wash something out that leaves a stain, there's still going to be those stains. So what's the answer? My love, kan kodem gzardin, kan lachar gzardin. Depends if it's before the gzardin or after the gzardin. Says Gemara, lo, idividi lachar gzardin. Even after the gzardin, everybody agrees that it can be changed on the one hand, yet at the same time, there will also be a kesem. What's the difference between the two? If it's changed, then it'll be entirely clean. Below kasha. There's no contradiction. Kam bizardin sheishi moshua. Kam bizardin sheini moshua. It depends if the gzardin had an oath that came along with it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears that he's going to execute that gzardin, then there's no negotiating. However, if it was not that way, then it would be different. Kid Roshmol Bar Ami, Dam Roshmol Bar Ami, Va'ami La Amr Roshmol Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin L'Gzardin Sheishi Mashua Sheina Nikra. There's a source for this. The Pasuk says, Shenemar, this is in Shmuel Aleph, L'chein Nishbati L'Beis Eli, Mischaper Avoin Beis Eli, Bezevach U'Mincha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the house of Eli will not be forgiven. So we see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, then there's nothing to go back, and there won't be any kapara b'zevach u'mincha. Amar Rava was medayik, consistent with what we said above. But b'zevach u'mincha in mischaper, there won't be atonement with karbanos al mischaper b'teira. But if they learn Torah, so then that could be mechaper. Abaye Amar b'zevach u'mincha in mischaper al mischaper b'teira gemilas chasod. Abaye says that they need also Gemilas Chasad. Va'abaye asks Gemara midbeis Eli, points out the Gemara midbeis Eli ka'asu. Abaye actually was a descendant of Beis Eli, so he was a proof to this living dictum that a person who was a descendant of Beis Eli can live and thrive. And the Gemara adds four lines before the wide. Rabba da asik b'teira chaya arbonshin. Rabba that spent his life devoted to Torah lived 40 years. Abaye dasek b'tara ubigmilas chasadim choyu shisin shnin. But Abaye was zochet amor, presumably because he was not only osek in Torah, he was also osek in gemilas chasadim. This is a very, very important mussar for those who are zochet to learn Torah, that the Torah with gemilas chasadim is a tremendous relationship and has a tremendous synergistic effect. Tan Rabbanim Mishpach Achas Haisa B'Yerushalayim was a family in Yerushalayim Shehaya Shehaya Maseh Meisin, that their people would die Ben Yudchei Shana, awful, they would die at 18 years. Bavai do ask Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai? They informed Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai of this phenomenon. Amalehem, he said to him, Shemem mimishpachas eli atem. They informed Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, maybe you're from the house of Eli, Dichsiv Bey. Because the Pasuk says again in Shmuel, V'chomar b'zbeisecha yomusu anoshim, that the people will die. The definition of an Iish is by the age of 18. So what is the suggestion that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gives them to have longevity despite the curse? L'chu v'isku b'Torah, go and involve yourself in Torah. V'chiu, and then you'll live. Halchu asku b'Torah v'chiu. V'ayukarinos ha-mishpachas Rabbi Yochanan al-Shemal. And those who survived and outlived their normal longevity, which was 18 years, their families took the name of Rabbi Yochanan as an honor to Rabbi Yochanan. The work of these five lines of the wine, Yechasam and Alpha, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Inya Mishmei, Dera, Minayim, Exardin, Shel Tzibur, Shein, and Echta. How do we know that the Exardin of a Tzibur is not signed? Now, we learned above that the Xardin of a Tzibur can be changed in Shuva. The Gemara challenges Einu Nechtam, it's not signed. But doesn't the Pasuk say, we mentioned this Pasuk earlier, the Pasuk in Yirmiyo, Nechtom Avonech Lefanai. Ela Afagav Shenechtam, the Gemara clarifies this. Even though it's signed, Nikra, it could still be torn up. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kashem Elokeinu Bechol Kareinu Elav. He's our Shem, our God, no matter where we are standing as a Tzibur, as long as we called him. Asks the Gemara, V'haksiva, doesn't the Pasuk say, we also say on the fast days, Dirshu Hashem Bihim Matzo, you shall beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you find him, which seems to be when he's to be found, which would seem to indicate that there are times that he's not found. Answers the Gemara, the same Yisod that we've had in the past, Hasam B'yachid Hacha B'tzibur, that for the Yachid there are times that God cannot be found. However, the Tzibur, as a collective unit, can always find God. Says the Gemara, Yichud Emas, what are the days that he could be found for an individual? Amarav Baravua, Ilu Asar Yom Shebein, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur. These are the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur that the individual will always be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, in regards to Aseres Yimei Tshuva in Shmuel, Vahika Aseres Hayom Ve'igaf Hashem Es Novo. Why is it referred to as Aseres Yom? Aseres Yom Maya Viditai. What does that have to do with anything? Then Novel was punished because he refused to take care of David and his young men. So why does the Pasuk say that it took place in 10 days? Aseres Yom Maya Viditai. Amar Yehuda Amarav. Keneged Eser L'Gimos Shenasan Novel La'avdei David. Hence he had another 10 days before he was punished. Now, for our purposes, for Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Elu Aseres Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippur. This refers to Tizer. Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kulin Niskarim B'Niskira Achas. Yet, nevertheless, each one of them is looked at one moment. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to survey all of the world at one moment. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Afanana Mitanina, Hayotzi Yachalib Mevin El Kama. Say, my comment. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the hearts, knows all of their actions? Ilei Mahachi Kama. If you're going to say this is what the Pasuk in Tehillim means, Devrinu Lekuli Alma Umiyachid Libayu Kadadi, that he created the entire world and he made all of the hearts the same. We see people are different. They're not the same. Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to look at everything at once and know what's in the hearts of everybody. We continue now with the new Mishnah. Three lines to the bottom. For 6 months, the messengers are sent out. Al Nisan Mipnei Pesach. On Nisan, they're sent out due to Pesach. Val Av Mipnei Tainus. And on Av, they're sent out due to a fast day. Al Elul, Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. On El, they're sent out due to Rosh Hashanah. Al Tishrei, Mipnei Takanas HaMoados. And on Tishrei, they're sent out for the Takanas HaMoados. In order for people to know when the Yomim Tovim are the appropriate time for the Yomim Tovim. Al Kislev, Mipnei Chanukah. On Kislev, they would go out due to Chanukah. Val Adar, Mipnei HaPurim. On Adar, they would go out due to Purim. Kshay Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Yotzin Afal Iyar. And when the Beis HaMikdash was around, they would go out for Iyar, Mipnei Pesach Kotam, for those who have missed the first Pesach, So they needed to know when Iyar was for the second, for Yudalad Iyar, to be able to bring the Karban Pesach of Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara in the bottom, Yechesim and Aleph Lufke Nami Atamas V'Tevis. They should, the Shluchim should also go out for Tamas and Tevis, continuing to Yechesim Beis. Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chassid, Amai Dersiv Koya, Amai Hashem Tzivakois. Soyem Ravi, V'tzem HaChemish, V'tzem HaShvi, V'tzem HaSir Yul Beis Yehuda, L'Sason U'L'Simcha. The Pasuk describes in Zechariah that one day those fasts will be for joy. They will no longer be sad. Bizman Shei Shalom, when there will be peace, Yul L'Sason U'L'Simcha. Ein Shalom Tzom, but if there's no peace, it's going to be a fast day. The Gemara's question is, so the Pasuk describes in these months, the months of Tammuz and Teves, they're fast days, so why don't the Shluchim go out for that? Because they're fast days. Amar Papa Achikamer, Bizman Shei Shalom Yul L'Sason U'L'Simcha. Yesh Gzeres Malchus Tzom, when we have the oppression of the Gzeres Malchus, then there's a chiyuv to fast, Rashi says. Ein Gzeres Malchus ve'ein Shalom, but if there is no Gzeres Malchus and there is no peace, Ratzu Misan, Ratzu Ein Misan. If you want, you could fast. It's a Rishus, but you don't have to fast. So now the Gemara has answered the question that the Mishnah that says that they didn't send Shluchim was a time where on the one hand there wasn't Shalom, on the other hand, there wasn't Gzeres Malchus. So therefore, the Tanesim were a Rishus and not a Chiyuv. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi Tish Bav Nami. If that would be so, then we shouldn't send for Av because of Tish Bav. Amar Papa, Shain Tish Bav Hol V'Hukfulu Bot Saras. Tish Bav is worse than any other fast day because it has double the tsar. To Amar Mar B'Tish Bav Charev Habayis Harishayna U'Bishniyah. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tish, both the first and second on Tish Bav. I'm thinking about today, for Yerushalayim, we really got the sense of Churban, because the entire world honored the leader of the Christian people. And you get a sense, when the whole world shuts down, and there was no pomp and circumstance for anybody, any Jew in the world coming to visit the Kosel, you really get a sense that still Charev HaBayis, V'nilkada Beitar, and Beitar was put under siege. V'nechrasha Ir, in the city of Yerushalayim was plowed. All of those things took place on the day of Tisha B'Av. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Abba Dvarim Hayu Rabbi Akiva Dairish. V'ani Ein Dairish Kemoisai. There are four things that Rabbi Akiva was Dairish. And I actually explained them differently, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, the Talmud Rabbi Akiva. Tzayim Ravi Zet Tisha B'Tamuz. Tzayim Ravi he referred to as the ninth of Tamuz, Shebo Hufka Ir. Shenemar, as the Pasuk Yirmiyo says, B'Tisha L'Chodesh V'Yechazak HaRav B'Ir. It's referred to Berevi, B'tishla Chodesh, because it's in Tammuz, but on the ninth day of the month. Tzom Chamishi, Zet Tishabav, Shabon Nisrof, Beis Lekenu. V'amai Kari Le Chamishi, Chamishi Le Chadoshim. Tzom Ashvi, Zet B'Gimel Tishrei, Zet Gimel B'Tishrei, Shabon Nera Gedali Ben Achikam. Gedalia was killed on the third of Tishrei, which was a sign that the resurgence of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael would end. Umihargo, Yishmael ben Nesanya, and Yishmael ben Nesanya killed him. Lamdecha sheshkula misasun shel tzadikim kisreifes beis alakenu. And the significance of the death of Gedalia ben Achikam is that when a tzadik dies, it's difficult to us, for us, as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. In Kabbalah, the body of a tzadik is one of Kedusha, and his heart, as the Nefesh HaChaim describes, the heart of the world is, the Mokom HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash, and where the heart of the Tzaddik stops, so then it's Kisrefas Beis Elokeinu, as well as the fact that, just like the Beis HaMikdash is the point that joins the upper worlds and the lower worlds, a Tzaddik is that as well. On the 10th of Tevis was when Yerushalayim was sieged by the king of Babylon. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayidvar Hashem Elai B'Shana Atshiyas B'Chodesh Hasir B'Esfel Chodesh, Leimar Ben Adam, K'sov L'cha Es Shem Hayom, V'Es Etzem Hayom Azeh Samach Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. That he lay siege to Yerushalayim on that day. V'Amai Kar Le'asir, Asir Le'chadosh in the 10th month, which is Tevis. V'aloi ha'yiroi zeh lichtov rishon. And this could have been mentioned first. Now we have Rabbi Akiva darshaning. Really, the Asar B'Teves should have been written first, because that was the first historical event that we mark with a tainus. V'lam nichtav kan. And why is it written in the inverse order? That's how Rabbi Akiva explained, because he wanted the pasuk, Zechariah wanted the order to follow the order of months. So therefore, it didn't follow the order of chronological events, but where it falls in the Jewish calendar. Va'ani, says Rabbi Shimon, eino amakein. Elatzoma asiri zechamish betevis. Soma asiri refers to the fifth of Tevis. Shebo bas shmua legola shuhuchta ha'ir. That was when the news came out, 12 years after Yochanan had gone into Gauls, as described in Dervei Yavim, that someone had escaped to describe that Yerushalayim had been utterly destroyed. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yechezkel says, Vahi ba'ashtei esrei shana ba'asis ba'asiri b'chamish l'chodesh go'senu bo'i lai ha'polit Yerushalayim le'mar huksa'ir. That's when the polit came to inform what it, the awful things that happened. Va'asu yom shmua ki yom sreifa. And they turned that day as if the day of the news, as if it was a day that was actually burnt. V'nirin divarai midvarav. And my pshat, that refers to the fifth of Tevis, Rabbi Shimon says, he thinks, not surprisingly, that makes more sense than Rabbi Akiva's explanation. Shani omer al rishon rishon al achron achron. I am describing things based on chronological events. And the last event being the hearing of Melech Bavel, well, after he's destroying the Beis HaMikdash, coming, having a polit, someone who escaped, describing the final blow. So, al rishon rishon al achron achron, v'hu amar al rishon achron v'al achron rishon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the case of Tzom Revi, which he says is the time that they broke into the city, that took place after the siege. V'al achron, the last one, Tzom Asiri, that's talking about Rishon, that's the first of when they began the siege. Ella, but then why in the world did Rabbi Akiva do it differently? Shehu mayne l'seder chadoshim v'aminim mayne l'seder pranios. He was calculating from the order of the months, and I was calculating from the tragedies. In other words, the chronological order of the tragedies.